When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got an interesting question / situation / dilemma from a listener today. This listener, he's got a business. He wants to help people with multiple streams of income. He's actually built a number of streams of income for himself. He also has a YouTube channel, a podcast. He's trying to keep up with a lot of different networks. And above all, here comes the situation, challenge, dilemma, etc. While he has a worthwhile message, it is helpful and positive, he's not really seeing the traction and growth that he'd like. Now, a lot of people have this experience, right? They have a message that they want to share. They have a product or a service. You know, they are trying, of course, to get more sales. They feel like they're not reaching enough people, or the people they're reaching are not converting to whatever they're trying to sell. So what do you do in this situation? Like, what should he do, which we'll look at in a moment, but what should you do if you find yourself in this situation? And what if you're planning to debut a YouTube channel, a podcast, a TikTok, something else? You know, there could be anything these days. How do you choose which one? How do you decide which others are essential? Like, where do you need to support your business through different networks? And how can you avoid going crazy trying to keep up with everything, right? Which is definitely not possible. So on the surface, we're looking at this topic, how many social platforms should I post to? But I'm hoping we can go a bit deeper in looking at this guy's specific situation. His name is Brooks. His detailed question, along with my answer, is coming right up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Chris. Brooks Conkle from Alabama. Longtime listener of the show. Probably listened to 100-plus episodes ever since first reading The Art of Nonconformity. I appreciate you putting out that work. My side hustle is my personal brand at brooksconkle.com. So obviously I have the blog, I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel, even make TikTok content. So my question to you is your thoughts on, should I triple down and create on one channel at a time, or should I look at growing evenly and creating on all channels at one time? Obviously growth is a little bit slower if I do that, given my time constraints, but I'm curious to see what your thoughts are, whether to buckle down or spread the time out. Thanks, and I appreciate your thoughts.
Hey, Brooks, what's up? Thank you for the call. Thanks for the question. Glad to know you've been around for a while. And I see on your website, I actually spent a good amount of time looking at his website, his YouTube, a couple other things. I see that he has something like 17 sources of income, which is a lot of sources of income, right? It's pretty cool. I don't think I have 17 sources of income myself. But that also leads to my, you know, general response to the question, which, you know, in looking at everything, I think, you know, Brooks needs some focus here because, you know, even on the site, when he talks about all of his sources of income, he mentions the 80-20 rule, how the vast majority of your outcomes come from a small percentage of inputs. In this situation, you know, most of the money he makes comes from a few of these sources of income. And I think that principle is probably helpful when we start thinking about networks and how to have impact. You know, for Brooks specifically, like a lot of people have this same kind of message. You know, what he's teaching, you know, it needs a bit more proof of concept. It needs a bit more specificity. I think, like, even with Side Hustle School, you know, I had been an author. I had published, I think, 5 books or something before Side Hustle School. And when I decided to start this daily podcast, you know, the first 3 years, every single day, it was all case studies and storytelling, you know, day in, day out, rather than teaching. Or if there was teaching, it was teaching through the stories. Like, that was my hook, essentially, because I was like, well, even though I've been somewhat established in this space, it is a very crowded space. So I need to think about what I can do differently, you know, and what is the essence of what I hope to communicate. So this is my advice to Brooks and to probably some other folks out there. What is the single most important thing you can communicate? Like, what is the message? So I think the problem isn't so much diversification or being on lots of different networks or focusing on one network. I think it is a question of clarity, a lack of clarity, or let's just say, like, there could be more clarity. And then in terms of the networks or platforms, like, ultimately, I do think that one of those platforms needs to be the focus. And whatever else you do kind of exists largely to support that, at least until you get to a different level of growth. So I do think it's a mistake to try to, you know, replicate the same message across all these different platforms, especially when you can see, like, oh, I'm not making much of an impact. It feels like I'm kind of speaking into the void, even though I have a lot of experience, you know, and I want to share. So, and Brooks on his website even says, like, I don't want to just do one thing, which I totally respect on the same way. But that's not quite what we're talking about here. Again, it's a question of clarity and focus. And so Brooks knows a lot about platforms already. I would think more about the core mission and message. That's my take on that. Good luck, Brooks. Let us know what happens. Listeners, if you have a question, something you're going through, something you're trying to figure out, if I can be helpful, or at least I'll try to be helpful, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with different stories, tips, updates, and reports from our global community. You are amazing. Thank you for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.